Hello, this is Alex with the interview, and today I'm going to ask questions with college experience with Sam today, and So, hey, Sam, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, cool. Were you nervous on your first day of college?
Extremely.
Oh, really? Why?
I did not go to orientation or go to any guided tour.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh. It was a mistake on my part.
But don't worry, I did the same thing, too, so you're not the only one, so yeah. Did you make any friends on your first day?
Yeah, because I had to ask where buildings were.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. Dang. Well, I think that was me too, so I got kind of lost, but, you know. So, yeah, I just looked at the map and all that. I was like, okay, now I know where things is at. So, yeah.
Fortunately, the map is readily available.
Did you get along with any of your professors?
Yeah, I got along with them, though my first semester was most of my classes were online. So I didn't, like, actually talk to a whole lot of them at first originally.
Oh. Do you like online or in person better?
It depends on the course. But for the most part, I enjoy in person. Being able to talk to other people is nice.
Okay. Yeah, I feel the same way, too. I like talking to people in person. But, you know, online is, like, boring. It's, like, I don't like it.
Yeah. But you can also, you're also kind of able to do things at your pace.
Yeah. Why do you chose digital media?
It's a thing, it's a topic and a subject I've had an interest in for as long as I can remember. Like when I was a little kid, I found a bunch of empty DVDs we had, mm-hmm. and I learned how to burn stuff onto DVDs on my laptop on my own somehow. I don't remember how I learned it. I just was messing around. And so I just made, so like, every year for my mom's birthday or Mother's Day, I would, like, make her something.
Oh, really?
And burn it on a DVD and be like, here, Mom.
Oh, God. Do you like doing homework or do you like doing homework in the morning or night?
Night. I have an easier time focusing at night than I do in the morning.
Oh, dang.
My brain is all over the place in the morning.
I don't like nighttime because it makes me sleepy, you know? I just like doing homework in the mornings, you know? I just feel comfortable with it, you know? Just like, I just like it, man, you know? I just don't like doing homework at nighttime. It just makes me want to go to bed, you know?
Hey, as long as you find what works best for you.
Yeah, and also it just depends on the person, too, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Was college easy or stress?
Again, it depends on the course and the professor you have.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, this semester for me has been pretty easy going, aside from web design.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, the professor is really good, so, and I have a lot of good friends in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, still been pretty good and easy going for me.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad, Sam. I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Why do you chose Gulf Coast?
Affordable.
Oh, same. Same. You ain't the only one, though. Yeah. I'm just being honest with you, so, yeah.
Affordable, and I have family nearby that's letting me stay with them.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. Me too. Are you glad that you chose Gulf Coast State College?
Yeah. I'm familiar with the area already, and the atmosphere here is really relaxed and laid back, and I enjoy it.
That's good. Same for me.
And it's a smaller campus, so it's easier to navigate.
True. That's true. It's not like Harvard or anything. Like, that's a bunch of students and all that, so yeah.
Plus, being right off the bay is kind of nice, being able to just kind of relax and walk by the water a bit. Mm-hmm.
That's good. What do you like about Gulf Coast State College?
What do I like about it?
Yeah.
Like I said, it's very relaxed. Everyone's pretty nice. I haven't really had an issue with anyone.
Not me either. Thank God. Phew. What is your least favorite thing about Gulf Coast State College?
It doesn't really have to do with the college itself, but more the environment is I have really bad allergies. Mm-hmm. And so when red tide rolls in, mm-hmm. it messes me up pretty bad, especially since we're right off the bay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to be honest with you, Sam. I don't have allergies. I'm sorry to say that to you.
So lucky.
I know. I'm the lucky one.
Bad allergies, asthmatic.
I'm sorry, Sam. I just hope your allergies get better, you know?
I hope. That'd be great.
What is your favorite class so far?
Web design. I enjoy a good challenge and learning something new. And as much as a pain coding can be, there is something kind of enjoyable about it.
That's good. I'm taking that class next semester, so.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck.
Thank you, Sam. I think you're the first person who told me that. But it's okay, though. What is your least favorite class?
Understanding visual arts.
Why?
It's kind of boring. And a lot of the stuff in it, I kind of already know.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you're being honest, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. what's the hardest assignment you have done so far?
Again, probably web design. Again, just because it is a lot of coding. Mm-hmm. And that's not a field I'm very familiar in, but it is like beginner coding.
I gotta be honest, well, I never you know, learn coding and all that, so
you will in web design.
Yep, wish me luck.
But it is very like basic, like here you go, here's literally the very beginnings of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but don't worry, I could do over it, you know. So yeah, what is the easiest summer you've done so far? Like the easiest one of all time.
The easiest.
Or you want to do like overall or this semester?
I think this semester would be the easiest because I've done a lot of projects.
Like this semester or?
This semester?
Yeah.
It'd probably be the Understanding Visual Arts. We did a project where all we had to do was follow a Bob Ross tutorial.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different. But
I mean, it was fun. But it was very easy, especially considering I do a lot of art and painting, so I'm already kind of used to painting.
I don't like art. I actually failed art in fourth grade. Because
I didn't know that was possible.
Because I just feel like the art teacher, well, this is back in Illinois, so it was by Chicago and all that. When my mom was deployed and all that, and my grandparents were taking care of me and all that, then I just feel like the art teacher didn't like me because my painting was horrible.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, you're good. But don't worry. I get over it.
Art is subjective.
Yeah, but I'm okay, though. It just happens, you know? Mm. What is your favorite project you've done in digital media?
Favorite has been doing the podcast, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I think this could be my favorite, too, because I like, you know, talking to people, you know?
Yeah.
Just makes me comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like doing by myself because you'd be like, oh, this is boring doing by myself.
Yeah.
But when I talk to the people in person, then, you know, it's better, you know?
Yeah, I'm very glad I have Elena to do my podcast with.
Phew.
Makes it a lot easier.
That's good. I'm glad. I'm happy for you, Sam.
Thank you.
What's your plan after you graduate?
I want to continue the podcast I work on with Elena. Mm-hmm. Listen to Cryptid Crunch on Spotify. Little shout out for myself there.
Woo! Yay!
You want to hear us talking about a bunch of cryptids?
But can I actually listen to it?
Yeah, the first 11 episodes are up.
Really?
Yeah.
You can show me after.
All right.
No, or you can show me next year. But which one's better, today or next year?
Today works.
Okay, cool. Alrighty. Next question. Are you excited about your future?
Yeah, if I'm being completely honest, I'm excited, but also considering what's going on, it's a little difficult to have hope.
Oh, well,
I try though.
But don't worry, Sam. You will have good things about you that you will do good in the future.
Thank you. I can see good things heading your way as well.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, you're a good, smart kid.
Oh, thank you, Sam. I appreciate it.
I'm big into the philosophy of you get back what you put in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it. I'm glad. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, that was the last question, Sam. I just want to say thank you for answering my questions and all that. I really appreciate you being here and all that.
No problem. Anytime.
And I hope you have a good day, Sam.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.